The future of sports radio.
Knox will always be around. It's sort of like that TV show Cops. You know, you don't realize it's still on the air. Then one Saturday evening, you're getting dressed, and you hear bad boys, what you gonna do? And you're like, they're still doing that thing? What?
You know, I actually don't want anything for Father's Day. Eric, Jamie, Ryan, just keep being the fabulous little boys that you already are. I love you. Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. Talking about finals week again. It's week two of finals week. Not a bad way for the leagues to take care of the dads. Game two, Stanley Cup Finals last night. Another epic battle. Another overtime battle. Boston takes this one. They dominated the overtime. Chicago dominated the first period. Only got one goal out of it. If you haven't seen the Jaromir Jagr reaction to hitting the post at the beginning of overtime, you got to go on the internet and do that. NBA Finals Game 5 is tonight. Two very exciting series for very different reasons, though. See, the problem with Heat and Spurs, it's tied 2-2, but unlike the Stanley Cup Finals, it's been some really terrible games. Game 1, of course, you had the Tony Parker shot at the end. A lot of high drama in Miami at the end of Game 1, 92-88. Everybody was talking about, oh, this series is going to be classic. We should make it a best of 13, best of 18, or 19. Best of 45. Everybody was falling all over themselves after game one. But then the three games since, you have 103-84, you have 113-77, one of the most lopsided NBA Finals games ever. Game four was 109-93. Let's be honest about the NBA Finals. For a series that's 2-2 right now, it's been a pretty crappy series, actually. Very uninspiring. A lot of unwatchable parts of it. The only reason it's even watchable at this point is because of all the named players involved, the coaches involved. Playoff series are about adjustments. Dying to see what Popovich does to adjust in San Antonio's final home game of the season. That's what this is. They have to win this game tonight. If you're San Antonio, you have to go back to Miami up 3-2, needing to win only once. It's a recipe for disaster to go back there having to win twice in Miami. In this 2-3-2 format. I'm not a big fan of the 2-3-2 format. I think it gives too much of an advantage to the team with home court, hosting both games 6 and 7. I don't think it's fair. They do the 2-2-1-1-1 every other round. I'm perfectly fine with the home team hosting 1-2-5 and 7 as opposed to 1-2-6 and 7. So many more people are focused on the NBA Finals because of the named players and also because the Miami Heat's involved. And there's so many people that want to hate on the Miami Heat. There's so many people making funeral arrangements already. Every time the Heat struggle, people look in their chops, they want to break this team up. I discussed it before that I think Dwayne Wade is the guy. He's the one who's hobbling. His career's not going to be the same from here on out. If they retool that team, you keep James, you keep Bosch. I don't think D-Wade's much longer for the league, personally. He's accomplished all he's had to accomplish. Plus, it's not his team anymore. If you really want to watch some must-see reality TV, that's what the Stanley Cup Finals is going to be this year. Game one of the Stanley Cup Finals had the highest TV ratings in 16 years. They're about half the ratings of the NBA Finals, but it's twice as good as the NBA Finals. I mean, at least on the Chicago side, you have some star players. Jonathan Toews, Patrick Kane. And if you want to talk about clutch, Patrick Kane is the epitome of clutch. Scored an overtime game winner a couple years ago to win the Stanley Cup Finals about a week and a half ago. Overtime game winner to clinch the conference championship. Clutch guy, Jonathan Toews, should be a household name. Jonathan Toews, just a great all-around player, one of the best in the league. Doesn't get nearly the recognition he should. And there's a lot of hockey people in the know that know who Jonathan Toews is. So that says a lot. See, the NBA Finals, people think 2-2, it's exciting. Tied series going into Game 5. As I said before, but a lot of unbalanced, unwatchable games. The Stanley Cup Finals is only two games in. Both games have gone to overtime. Both games very balanced. The dominance only in short bursts. Great goaltending. You have to have great goaltending if you're taking it to triple overtime. Because obviously Tuukka Rask, Corey Crawford doing the job. 1-1 last night into overtime. He pretty much played the entire first overtime. Paille got the game-winning goal for Boston. Whenever I hear the name Daniel Paille, I think about chicken paella. I should probably make some of that before game three. I mean, really, Boston, original 16, they don't have a lot of stars. Tyler Seguin, probably their main star. Zdeno Chara, can't forget about him. Nathan Horton, he's pretty popular in Boston. Most anywhere else, he could walk down the street, you wouldn't even bother him. A lot of character guys, a lot of role players that are overachieving. Patrice Bergeron. I'll be honest with you, I'm just riveted by every second of the Stanley Cup Finals. Every second. Doc Emmerich on NBC and NBC Sports Network, apparently, getting involved in the finals. There's nothing says big-time championship sports like, hey, try to find our cable network on your program guide, as I'm sure a lot of people had to do last night. He's pounding home how balanced these teams are, that if they played each other 100 times, each team would win 50. It's now one of those situations to where you only have to watch one or the other, but if you only could watch one or the other, right now you really got to go to the Stanley Cup Finals. Not just a tied series, but a better, more watchable series. The NBA Finals are the sizzle, and a lot of sizzle. But the Stanley Cup, a lot of steak, a lot of flavor. What's your highlight so far? Finals week, part two, second week of finals week. Love to find out what you think here in the Sports Spectacular. My email is WBN@Notchville.com. @Notch17 is my Twitter feed. What's your highlight so far? What are you looking forward to coming down the road? Like I said, we got two tied series. One's a best of three, one's a best of five. They're probably both going to go seven. And maybe, just maybe, Heat and the Spurs will give us a game where it stays under 10 points the whole time. Keep our fingers crossed for that.